Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend of October, Bob. We had that Hunter's full moon this week. The rut is on, brother. I am ready to get in the tree. I've been in a couple times already, passed on a couple little guys, and am waiting for that big old amorous buck to walk by and not know I'm there. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the radio. It's The Grilling Guys. You can check out our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com, and you can hit us on Facebook, /TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See the thread there?
Yeah, there is. It's more than a thread. It's a yarn.
There's lots of grilling on YouTube, on Twitter, and I was talking with my buddy T-Gid this morning and told him to grab his handle on Twitter. It's available right now. So either way, it's kind of fun to have the different medias to use to get your smoky message out there. And it's all food, man. It's just
ours
all food.
Ours happens to be radio.
It's all food.
Is the way we do it.
Yeah, right. We kind of suck at Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
I got to tell
you. Yeah, it's not the Grilling Guys Twitter show. It is a radio show. So let's just do what we do best. And I guess best is a frame of mind.
You know, in the fourth segment today, as you see, we're going to have my daughter, Emily Treeweiler, call in. And she has turned into quite a chef. And she's been with us the last couple weeks, so none of my clothes are fitting. I got to hit Snap Fitness harder. But I've had my twins' granddaughters for 2 weeks. And I'll tell you what, it is so wonderful to have little kids in the house again. And yesterday some of her friends came over, and we just had just kids everywhere, and it was something to watch.
Well, you know, Bob, you work out of your home, and your boss might be listening. So I'm just saying it's good to be a grandpa, right? Because you got to do it when you can, right? Yeah. Everybody understands that.
And you're right. The rut is on. I've heard some fantastic stories. I heard one last night. I had Woods Landscape come out and do my lawn. A little shout-out to the boys at Woods Landscape. Fantastic group. And they gave me a heck of a price. They put in my lawn in a day, and it's just seeded, but it looks gorgeous, way better than I could have done.
Other than Zeus digging the holes in it?
Oh, yeah. That's a little salt on the wound.
Right, yeah. But Zeus, a good old boy.
But those boys, it was fun to watch. I'd go outside every couple hours and check. And
that's the way to put in a lawn, brother.
Yes,
that's the way to put in a lawn.
And they were doing things I wasn't going to do, and they got the tools that I don't have. This neat Toro machine
and young, strong backs, right?
Yeah,
they had those too.
Yeah. And then they swept the driveway and blew it before they left.
Bonus.
So we're in really good shape there. But Emily's going to be calling in with a couple of really cool things, something you're going to have to make because it's right up your alley.
Okay.
It has bacon.
Oh, well, yeah. If you put bacon on it or around it or near it, it enhances it and you can't go wrong.
I had a nice conversation with our friend Don Van Dyne from Wells Fargo. He came over Sunday and brought the equipment back, and they absolutely loved the brisket.
Good.
He went on and on about the brisket.
So
I was worried.
Yeah, I knew you were. You talked to me about it.
I don't know that I liked it.
Right, but you did a couple things different, but it turned out.
I did a Texas style, just salt, pepper, and a little garlic, but I put a lot of pepper on it, and I was afraid I overdid it. But they loved it, and the bark was better because I used butcher paper.
Right, so explain that a little bit. Because brisket, I think, is one of the things our listeners probably struggle with the most. And I know I do of anything on the smoker because there's some tricks to it. But when you went to butcher paper, what did that do? What's that about?
Well, it didn't hit the wall in foil and juice, for one thing. It still stalled, but I don't think the stall was quite as long.
Okay.
And everybody might have had something to do with it.
Maybe explain
the juice.
That as you smoke meat, it'll comes to what temperature?
Yeah, it's around 160, 165. It'll sometimes, butts in particular, because they're so big, they hit this point where the internal temperature gets to 165, and the juices in the meat are just shooting all over the place, and it keeps it very balanced instead of concentrated. So it just takes a while for those juices to run through it enough to where they all warm up and the temperature starts rising again. So it stalls for an hour. So.
Right.
And that's why, and it's usually wrapped by me. I wrap my meat at about 160. So these brisket I wrapped in butcher paper, whereas
rather than
traditionally
foil.
We would do foil.
Right.
And
so it's not as tight of a wrap.
It's not, and you don't really have the opportunity to put any beef broth in, which I like to do.
Right.
So I was worried about the moisture. Instead, I simply put a little beef broth in when I trade them. I cut them and put them in trays and foil wrapped them, and I marked the tops like you suggested.
Right.
And I think that made it very nice for them. But they loved it. MSU Michigan State game last weekend, which was a horrible loss for the Spartans.
Crazy game with like a two-hour emptying the stadium delay.
Hour and 35-minute
yeah,
delay.
Right. Yeah.
And he went back out to their tailgate session, opened up the cooler, and got more brisket out.
Right.
So everybody sat around under their tent eating more brisket.
Right.
Which,
what a cool
which
thing.
I, makes me happy.
Right,
because
right.
I was worried about it. You don't want to send a great guy like him. And Don's the president of Wells Fargo, Michigan. He's a tremendously nice fellow.
Right.
And we normally tailgate with him every year, and we couldn't go this year, so
right.
We simply sent the food along.
Right, right. If absent of the grilling guys ourselves, but he got the benefit of our tailgate.
And you did some Scotch eggs for him.
I did. Those were really good.
Did you keep any for yourself?
I did, as a matter
imagine
of fact.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right. And he when I got to meet him, and I dropped off the food so he could head over to the tailgate. His wife was with him, and she's like, you know, I spent 3 hours on the internet trying to figure out this Scotch egg recipe and how you get this so flavorful, and I still don't think I found it. And so I said, well, let me tell you the secret, because it's really super simple. I said, Janelle, I don't need to make you feel bad, but there's two ingredients in Scotch eggs. One is a boiled egg, and one is Sobey Meats Parkside Kielbasa. Okay? Well, what's that? I said, well, that's a very special grind of a kielbasa that one market that I'm aware of sells, and it's a very special recipe loaded with garlic and seasonings. And I buy the kielbasa cased up, and I put a knife through the casing, and I make it into a bulk sausage, right? Take a little ball of it, about the same size of the egg, and you flatten it out in your hand, and then you pack that around a boiled egg. That's it. And roll it so it's like a snowball, right? There's sausage all around the egg. And put it on the smoker until the sausage is done. And I'm going to tell you that I do it at about 250 for about an hour and a half just to cook the sausage through, because the egg is a boiled egg, right?
So you could actually roll those in panko or some Progresso breadcrumbs.
Do whatever you want.
When you're done, too.
Right.
And
but
I
they
think,
crisp up
yeah,
is what I'm telling
right.
you. That sausage will crisp up.
Right.
So you really don't need it, but if you want that for an extra texture, it'd be awesome.
A little toast with your sausage
yeah, right,
is all.
Yeah, right. But guys, I'll finish up with Deer Camp. Those are a great thing to make because you can make them a couple days ahead. They'll keep in the cooler. Throw them in the oven in the morning if you got one at camp, or even in the microwave. Wrap them in foil and put them in your pocket.
So many deer camps have microwaves.
Well, you know, it all depends where you go. I was at one, right?
The class reunion. So I got a lot of great comments about your class reunion, by the way.
Yeah.
Shame.
Right.
Shame.
Oh, no.
Shame.
We had a great time, right? I mean, isn't part of deer camp having a great time? We got that part perfected,
yeah,
brother.
I guess you do. Yeah, you can always kill deer later.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's right there.
Just don't kill any cats.
Yeah. Just had to kill a hangover the next day. That's all. No big deal. Yeah.
So,
but anyway,
I was
fun week.
Yeah. Just wanting to mention the rut real quickly. It is time, and you're seeing right now scrapes and rubs pop up all over the place. So I'm excited. Next weekend, I'm heading up to Whipple Lake, and I'm hoping I have lots of scrapes and rubs waiting for me.
Yep.
Because I'm taking Friday off, and I'm shooting up.
There you go. Speaking of scrapes and rubs, we got a guy coming up that knows how to do both on a grill. His name's Russ Falk. He's with the infamous Kalamazoo Grill Company. He's going to be with us. Stick with us. We'll be back.